Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Actually, sport throws up some very interesting and exciting stories for us this morning. Niamh Horan, writing in the Irish Independent, says an Irishman who works as a labourer in Australia has spoken about his pride after coaching his son in tennis to a level that means he will make his debut at Wimbledon tomorrow. The man's name is Patrick McCabe. This is the dad. He's originally from Green Hills in Walkinstown in Dublin. And he left Ireland in the 80s. He moved to Sydney, married a Filipina woman. And the result are two kids, one of which is James Fernandez McCabe, who is going to make his debut in Wimbledon tomorrow. It's an amazing, amazing yarn. And they are both on the line this morning from London, I presume. We'll talk to James in a moment. We'll talk to the father, first of all. Patrick McCabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very good. Very, very excited. A big day tomorrow.
Very big day.
We're both very excited about it.
Well, tell us a little bit about you. You were a young lad when you moved to Australia.
I was 22 in 1987. Left Ireland. Ireland wasn't going too well at that time.
No, it wasn't.
Left with my brother and we both emigrated to Australia.
And you worked as a labourer in Sydney?
Yes, worked for a labourer for 18 odd years and
wow.
Then started travelling with James over the last 3 years on the professional circuit.
On the professional tell us how you trained, James, because you did it yourself.
I did it. I did it through YouTube, because as a labourer, didn't have much money. We rented in a place in Sydney, Rockdale, close to Sydney Airport.
Right.
And we actually still rent there. And there was two tennis courts in the facility. Took James down when he was two and a half, three. So he had a little bit of aptitude and continued from there.
It's an amazing. So just using YouTube, because obviously the professional tennis lessons were not an option.
Oh no, really, really, really expensive. Just the court hire alone was expensive. So if the courts weren't there, I don't think James wouldn't have picked up a racket.
And you the mammy, who is a Filipina woman, Irene, is that her? It's Irene,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
You kind of geared your lives, didn't you, towards this dream?
Yes, yeah. I got carried away early days because there's a little pool where we rent as well, and put James in there at a very young age, and he had an aptitude for that, and ended up becoming national champion in both swimming and tennis. So.
And you've a daughter as well, who's still, still a child.
A daughter, Jasmine. She's 13 years old. She's in school in Sydney.
Does she have sports aptitude? Are you giving her a break or what?
No, she's more into the education sort of thing. She's doing very,
very
well in school. She's looking for an Irish passport.
Oh yeah, she should have no bother.
When James got his, she went,
it's her turn.
There's
sibling competition. It's a very driven family.
You're jealous.
The McCabes.
Sorry?
It sounds like a very driven family.
It is. Yeah, it is. I was probably a bit hard on him when he was younger. But you do what you have to do, sort of thing. And
yeah, you worked hard. Well, we'll find out how that, if you were hard on him, because James is with you, isn't he?
He is. I'll pass the phone to him.
Oh, it's all on the one phone here. This is how it's very DIY. James McCabe.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning to you and the best of luck. You're making your Wimbledon debut tomorrow.
Yes, I play Fabian Marozic. I'm not sure what court yet or what time. It should be released around 4 to 8 p.m. London time. So, just excited, grateful, and it's a dream come true playing Wimbledon.
They're rooting for you in Australia, but we're rooting for you here now as we discover this incredible story. Your dad just told us he was very hard on you. How do you feel about that now?
Well, that was my childhood. Maybe it wasn't normal at the time, but that's what it is. What it is, and that's the only thing I knew. So it was normal to me. Maybe looking now back on it, probably wasn't most normal, but it builds character. And without it, I wouldn't be where I am now. So I'm just grateful. I'm lucky.
You're grateful. You're only 21 years of age. Tell us what time did you get up at as a child to get to the point you're at today?
So when I was in school, I dropped the rackets first, and then when I was probably, it started because I was a national champion swimmer.
Yeah.
And I was doing a lot of music and all that. So I had to wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning. Swimming training would start at 7, 6. No, sorry. Swimming training would start at 5, then go to 7. And then at 7:30, we'd have to do orchestra or choir or symphonic wind band or marching band, depending on the day. Then I'd go to school from, would start at 8:30. Then recess would be 10:30, be a music lesson then. And then 10:30 to 1 would be classes, and then another music lesson then. And then 1 to 3:45, finish school, try and get something to eat quickly. And then it would either be orchestra at the end of school, marching band, or symphonic wind band. And that would finish at around 5, 6, then try and get something light to eat before swimming again at 7 p.m.
My God.
And then be finishing at 9, get back home at nearly 10, and then I have to try and get my homework done and be around midnight, go to sleep, and then wake up the next morning at 5 a.m.
Midnight?
That's when I wasn't playing tennis. So I dropped the rackets from when I was, I'd say, around 12 to 15 completely, and then picked up the rackets again, and then ended up winning Schoolboys Nationals individual event. And then won the Australian Championships in singles and doubles. Then got a wild card into the Australian Open Juniors. And that was basically my first ever junior tournament. And I played 4 or 5, got to 70 in the world. And then dropped the rackets again. Then COVID hit. And then finished school. And then during COVID, at the end of school, there was these UTR events. So I ended up playing those because Australia was really hard with the lockdown and we basically couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And then
tell us what instrument you play, by the way, in the orchestra when you were doing your practice.
I played the flute.
Played the flute, so very difficult instrument. And you were also pitch perfect.
Yes, I did a lot of music when I was younger. And I played the guitar. Oh no, I played the piano first and then picked up the flute and then taught myself how to play the guitar.
Extraordinary. What are your expectations in Wimbledon?
Just take one match at a time and just be excited about it. It's every tennis player's dream to play Wimbledon, and it's one of the biggest sporting events in the world. And being Irish, it's my dad's dream was always to come to Wimbledon. He'd always watch it back in when he was younger. I think it was like 70s, and he'd watch it on Borg on the TV because it's only basically channel was on RTE and BBC. And so actually being here now, first day walking in through the gates, it gives you goosebumps. It's
brilliant.
It's a bit overwhelming. It's like all history hits you at once. And then I was lucky enough, I got the championship walk tour. So I got to walk where Novak Djokovic and all the former greats go, their locker room. Then you see the trophies and then you walk out onto center court. And that's just something you can't put words to.
Extraordinary. That's extraordinary. I mean, you sound well able for it. I see you here in an Irish jersey in the newspaper this morning. So Irishness is a big part of your heritage, even though you're half Filipino as well. And also Australia will feature, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have 3 aunties in Ireland, one in Blessington, one in Sagatt, and one in Mullingar. I also got an uncle in Sydney. And so Irish has always been very big part of, basically my life. And I've been to Ireland 4 times.
Yeah.
And then Dad always takes us. And he likes smoked cod and chips, but I like fresh cod and chips. He said it's more normal to get smoked cod, but I didn't really like it.
That's a Dublin thing.
And then he'd always listen to, like, the Dubliners and all that stuff. And every single day he just plays all the old Irish songs. And then he makes me play them on the flute, like the Irish national anthem, and
you've been infused,
yeah,
with Irish instruments,
yeah, and like the old songs about the IRA and all that stuff.
That's definitely in the diaspora for sure. This is the best look for you. We're going to hear probably your aunties and uncles all around the country shouting for you tomorrow. But James, the best of luck and enjoy every minute of it. I'll say goodbye to your dad, actually, just before we let him go. Patrick, we will make him explain some of the problematic infusions of Irishness. Patrick,
he's talking about the RAF on RTE. My God.
You didn't make him broadcast
the wolf tones. Just listen to the wolf tones. Yeah,
that's what he meant. That's what he meant. Yes, good correction.
He meant. My God.
But like he described the fact that
we're just worse than kneecap.
I know.
Banned.
They were safer. They were safer than that over the weekend. He was telling us a lovely story.
Can't bring you anywhere.
This is a dream come true for you, Pat McCabe, isn't it? Patrick,
It is a bit.
All those 80s and 70s watching Wimbledon, and now it's your son.
Yes, watching Bjorn and McEnroe. And we actually met Bjorn 2 years ago in Bangalore in India. He was there with his son, Leo. And he was an absolute lovely man. The only selfie I've ever got, I've met them all, Federer, Djokovic, Nadal, McEnroe, Agassi. But the only one I ever got a photo with was Bjorn. Because you know, watching him on the BBC, because we only had the two channels, the RTE and the BBC, in the '70s.
Well, how well do you think James is going to do?
He's training really well. He's really excited, and he'll go out there and he'll commit to his shots, and we'll just see how it falls. But you try to take it as just another tournament, but it is Wimbledon.
It is,
The court's the same size on Wimbledon, whether it's a court in Glasnevin or somewhere.
That's good advice. Good advice. Listen, we'll let you go because you've a lot of preparation to get through. But look, enjoy every single minute of it.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
It's lovely talking to you.
Likewise. That's Patrick McCabe there. And James Fernandez McCabe is the name to watch for in Wimbledon for the week ahead. What an amazing story that is. And there'll be parents going now. See, I'm driving you hard, but the results and the rewards will come, I can tell you.